Greg Marshall.
I love Wichita State players available outside of the team locker room.
Okay, well, we knew coming in that they were a little shorthanded, and I did not realize how shorthanded. They had another player that did not dress tonight, the transfer from Akron, and they started out great, and we just decided, you know, we're gonna make this a tons of possession game, and we're gonna press and try to wear them down. And that's towards the end of the first half. I think that's what we were able to do. His team kept fighting. They kept driving. They got in the bonus early in the second half. They were aggressive in the second half, driving the basketball. And I know Mike will continue to do that, with even though he's shorthanded. They just got to get healthy. So we'll take the win and move on to Saturday at Tulsa.
32 assists on 38 baskets. What's that say about
sharing
the ball for your team?
Wow, I didn't realize that. 32 assists for 38 baskets. That's a big-time number. We had 28 recently in a game, but 32 on 38. Well, it may mean that we're not very good one-on-one players, but I think more importantly it means that we're very, very unselfish. A guy like Landry Shamet, he only takes 7 shots tonight, leads us in minutes at 29, but he has 11 assists and only 1 turnover. Alston Reeves has 6 assists and only 0 turnovers. C.J. Kaiser, 3 assists, 0 turnovers. It's like when you can have 32 assists and 11 turnovers as a team, almost 3-1, that's pretty special. And that's what we strive to do. We try to. It's all about the team. It's all about we. I mean, it's a cliche, I know, but there's very little individual play for us. We like to share the basketball and get turn a good shot into a great shot.
What are your thoughts on the crowd there?
I thought the crowd was great, and I knew it would be when I heard that they were trying to do a blackout, which they did. They asked us to wear white uniforms, but I thought, you know, if they're going to have a blackout, we might as well be yellow and have a Shocker theme. So we tried to do the yellow-black thing, and our guys responded well. It was a great atmosphere. Kudos to them for sticking behind their team and continuing to fight. And I know they'll continue to do that. I know that staff will continue to get those guys to play hard. They just have more guys not dressed than they do dressed, and that's very difficult. And we have more yellow uniforms than I could count. So,
Coach, you guys are in a new, different conference from a long time home.
Yeah, good to see you.
Yeah. but, I mean, the way you guys have started, what are your thoughts about 4-0 and how you play?
Well, we've played pretty well. You know, we started with the win at UConn. That's a storied program, 4 national championships in the last 18 years. And it was they played well, and we played well. It was a good game on CBS, and we had the opportunity to pull away at the very end. It was a very close game. It wasn't a 10-point game, but we ended up winning by 10. So we felt good with that one. Came home, and Houston had our full and undivided attention. They're a very, very talented team. And I think I heard they won tonight by 30 against Tulsa. And that's not confirmed. That was just one of my assistant coaches said that. So I don't know how he was checking scores during our game, but I'll have to talk to him about that. They're very talented, and we played very, very well against them. And then USF, again, a team that's going through some struggles right now and has a new coach and just – They're recruiting well, but they're outmanned at this point, and ECU with all their injuries. So we feel that we're playing pretty well, but obviously we've got a long road ahead with 14 tough games, 7 on at home, 7 on the road, and we just take it one at a time. You know, that's all you can do. It's a meat grinder of 18 game league schedule, and it's a tremendous league, and hopefully at the end we can win more than everyone else.
Marcus sat out a long time with a foot injury in his third straight game in double figures. What do you like about the way he's progressing?
Well, he's able to add to his minutes. That's the most minutes he's played. We were limited early on for foot reasons, but more importantly, we were limited because of his lack of basketball conditioning. So I think he played like 8 or 9 minutes in the first game and then like 12 or 13 in the next one. We have no restrictions on his minutes played now. It's just a matter of how well he plays, and he's such a dynamic talent with the ability to shoot the ball, drive the ball, rebound it. Last year he led us in steals, points and rebounds. So he's a very, very vital piece of our team. And to be able to bring him off the bench and give us 20 very fresh and vibrant minutes is very, very good.
So ECU recently hired a search firm to bring in a new coach. Considering the league, the coaches in this league and the quality of this league, how attractive do you think this job will be?
Well, I understand there's a new complex. I have not seen it, but and this place has great tradition, especially in football. You know, I've watched the Pirates play football over the years, and sometimes one sport can supersede another. But in this case, if they've got the new facility, and they get the right guy, and I there's no reason for me. I've never believed if you get the right guy that you can't win anywhere. I mean, not cutting corners, not cheating, not paying players, but just outworking people and getting your kind of guys that can and your kind of players, tough kids that want to compete at a high level in a great conference, and then X and O just a little bit and try to give them enough structure, but then get out of their way and let them play. I know that this is a job that you could do that if you find the right guy.
Greg, you had mentioned that you guys wanted that you changed your style, but you didn't change your identity. How easy is it to get a group of guys, and you have a lot of seniors, so you probably had more time. How easy to get them to remember who they are, even though they're speeding it up or slowing it down, maybe more than you are comfortable with at times?
Some of these guys have been with me for five of them have been with me for 4 years, and one of them's been with me for 5 years. So they're very, very seasoned. I mean, they know me, I know them. I mean, there's no secrets. They know what we expect. Whether we're playing fast or slow, they know that they need to share the ball. They know that they need to rebound and defend. We only won the glass by 14 tonight, and I think it was even bigger than that at halftime. Our defense was okay, but I was just trying to keep guys fresh and wear East Carolina down, to be honest with you, because of the numbers. It was sheer numbers. You know, it's not, I guess if you read Art of War, when you have the high ground and you got the numbers, it becomes a slaughter fest, but ultimately you win. And it wasn't pretty what we did tonight. I wasn't really greatly pleased with how we played, but it was good enough, you know. And we don't usually press like that the whole game. We usually try to get in a stance and guard man to man. But I wanted to get the game going up and down, especially when they started so well.
What makes this team so good on the road?
Toughness and mental and physical toughness. I think they enjoy it. You'd have to ask them, Taylor, but I think these guys enjoy going on the road. You know, they enjoy the energy in the arena at the beginning of the game, and I think it's a pride thing now. They've done it so long and so well that sometimes we play better on the road. Thanks, guys. Happy New Year.
Thanks,